Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Third and goal, Bengals rush. 4 to the end zone. Loveland for the Chicago touchdown. So Caleb Williams atones for the miscue just on the previous play, and he slings one to his rookie tight end to put the Bears back in front.
Quick timing, set up, throw it on time, on target.
That is courtesy of CBS Sports from Sunday's Bears win over the Bengals, 47-42. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Caleb Williams, 20 of 34 for 280 yards, averaging 8.2 yards, 3 touchdowns, only 2 sacks. A nice line for Caleb Williams, in addition to the Bears being able to rush for 283 yards and that game-winning touchdown, the most important pass he threw, of course, all day. We'd been examining the performances of mostly special teams so far, I feel like, in the win over the Bengals. Bears score 47 points. We talked a lot about the running game. I feel like we've talked about quarterback enough, knowing that it's not a complete game by any means based on his potential. But when he needed to make the absolute necessary throw to win, he did.
And it was a hell of a play.
Stepped up in the pocket, threw over the middle to the receiver who was open. And even though he was covered in, you know, double coverage, the physical mismatch was open enough to where he got him the ball and Loveland did the rest. It was drawn up perfectly.
In the most important moment of the game, he got it to the player in the scheme that they were looking for in a position where the player could then make a play. And that wasn't the case all day, and it hasn't been the case all season, that every time he makes a completion, that player can then go out and make a play. That's why I think this was a huge step, bigger than what Mark Rohde thinks, huge step for Caleb Williams going forward as a springboard to say, okay, another piece of development.
The nuance becomes, were there other opportunities in the game? Sure. But when you absolutely needed to do the thing, you did it. So that gives us a different lens when we look at this. I think that's fair. And as I've said before, I bet it's a lot easier to coach this week after a win like that, knowing you can build on something when your team did what it needed to in the most important times.
I think it's important that Ben Johnson feels like Caleb Williams played a good game and is getting better. As long as he tells me that he's getting better in his eyes, because he knows exactly what he needs for his offense to run at a high level.
I feel like number one was avoid sacks. Number two is, for me, performance in the pocket. That's going to be the next thing in the development that you're trying to work on. Here's what Ben Johnson had to say after he watched the film about Caleb Williams and his evaluation of him playing in the pocket.
What did you see about him in the pocket upon further review? I know you'd offered yesterday that he didn't throw a pick, but that you wanted to take a look at everything else.
Yeah, no, there's a number of things that I was pretty pleased with. It's looking more like I want it to look, that he wants it to look like. I can think of one particular instance off the top of my head before halftime where call play and they end up clouding it to the side of the primary. So that's not there. He gets through his progression and quickly dumps the ball to the back as he's stepping up in the pocket. Now, we didn't throw our best ball. It was a little bit high and we didn't haul it in, but that to me was what we want this quarterback to look like, as he's playing within the timing and the rhythm of the offense and trusting his feet to take him through the progression. So something for us to build on. There's a couple that we can continue to clean up, and I think he's starting to play faster. The more reps we're getting on some of these concepts, he's understanding the intent, the coverages that we're really looking to get. And, you know, if we're not getting those coverages, can we quickly get to number two or number three, or even look to run with that ball? So it's coming along nicely.
See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
I look at it as, and I'll use his word, a building block. It was encouraging, for sure, what Caleb Williams did at the end of the game. I just don't think that this was the performance where you look and say that that's a game changer. We have seen, like, the light came on, and it's because of the what we saw the rest of the game, which at times was inaccurate. It wasn't bad, but I would say it was average for Caleb Williams. I don't know. So I don't know if it's a game changer. Like, I know you're kind of saying it is, Marshall. I look at it as it continued to add it to the collection of encouraging moments, of big throws. You even go back to last year when we were collecting plays, the home game against Minnesota, the 27-yard bullet. I say that because it reminded me of this play, the 27-yard bullet to DJ Moore at the end. Back-to-back elite throws to Keenan Allen and DeAndre Swift, added that to the collection. The loss to Washington last year took them down the field, got the touchdown and the two-pointer. That was, like, encouraging, and you look at it as that if your quarterback can do that, you have got one part of the problem down. He is good in the fourth quarter, and we have been seeing that. The Raiders game this year, encouraging. 11-play, 69-yard drive at the very end, Swift with the touchdown to win it, but it was not a good game for Caleb Williams other than that, coming down to that. And then, of course, I give him the Dallas game with the four touchdowns. So I just don't want to overstate what this game means. And, of course, it's awesome what he did at the end, but I'm still looking at the entire game.
I respect what you're saying when you talk about laying out moments and pieces and plays that makes a collection of plays. But at the end of the day, when it's Caleb Williams, and I don't know that we could say this last year because they had a 10-game losing streak. You want to know with the game on the line, end of the game, your quarterback can lead you on a game-winning drive. And for him to do it in a game like that where you knew points were just out here,
yeah,
I think that's why this is a big step.
To get a win is
to
what you're
saying. To get a dub.
I can't take that away from you. So yeah.
Here's how I see it, is that in the first quarter when you're scripting the first 15 plays, they needed to buy into that. They needed to be able to score touchdowns off that first 15 early in the season so the head coach can say to his team, look what happens when you buy it. Look what happens when you try it my way. That thing that makes you special, yes, I love that thing, but let's try this first. And then that's when you can build on it. You can say, hey, see what you did here in the pocket? Mm-hmm. See how you stepped up? See how you threw over the middle? That will help you. You know, like, you've got, I feel like a lot of times you have to have something where you can say, let's build on this thing you did well. And that's kind of how I felt about it.
Yeah, and I'm that's the whole thing, is I'm building in my mind a sustainable quarterback. And I'd call that play elite even. We'll talk to Tim Jenkins, but we could talk about, you know, whether or not you consider that an elite NFL throw, and the play by Colston Loveland as well. But it is the rest of the stuff throughout the game. And we've all been talking about it. This is not an original thought. Doing the simple stuff better. And that's what I'm building up in my head. So that's where my critique comes from, my bar. And this is, like, not saying anything. Like, he has progressed this year. He is a better quarterback than last year. I just am not using this game as, like, a launching pad to way bigger.
I think you're underestimating how important it is for his teammates, coaches, whoever, for the city of Chicago to believe, hey, game on the line, Caleb Williams gets it done. That's what happened
kind
in this
game. Kind of known that. I haven't we sort of felt the... Hasn't the evidence been building?
Did we go back one game where he had a chance to do it and didn't do it against the Ravens.
Yeah.
And that's why they ultimately could not come back and win the game.
But there were games
he threw
last
the interception.
Year, like I said, the Washington game where he always played better.
But you're not getting wins. You got to have the end result. You have to have the win.
But you're right. But you can build evidence that a player is good in the fourth quarter, which there has been much evidence of in his entire time here, Caleb.
We have more coming up. Mark mentioned it. Our quarterback guru, Tim Jenkins, who studies the film for you, is joining us next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Grody, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.